say unto you, Pete? And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which billed two debtors, the one out 500 pences, 500, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay him back, be friendly, he forgave them. Tell me now, Simon, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Is going to love him the most, the one with 50 or the one with 500? Simon answered and said, I suppose that be to whom he forgave most. And he, Jesus, said unto him, thou hast rightfully judged. And he turned to the woman, and then said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet.
Come on.
Talking to Simon Peter.
Come on.
But she hath washed my feet with her tears.
Jesus.
And wiped them with her hair of her head.
Yes.
If thou gavest me no kiss, you didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, ever since the time I came in, has not ceased from kissing my feet. My head with all thou didst not anoint, but this woman have anointed my feet with warm with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, a lot of them, are forgiven. They're forgiven. Bring you before the court, they bring you before this one, they bring you before that one, and they talk about what you did, what you didn't do. They want to put it all up on you. But he said, when I came to you, you didn't give me no water. When I came to you, you didn't kiss me and hug me and tell me how much you love me. People today can say, I love you, love you, love you, love you. But this woman showed me. This woman showed me. I love you, Lord. To give woman a woman's mind. They don't have a man's mind.
Truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
just a test of your faith. Stay strong and dry your weary eyes. Sure, come in the morning and everything will be alright.
No matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
it'll be alright.
Ooh, but you gotta stay strong.
No matter what's going on,
it'll be alright.
wretch like me once was lost. Now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Same grace. Just be seated. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for leading us and guiding us. We thank you, Lord, that when we couldn't see the road, you shine your ever-loving headlights so that we can see the bumps ahead. Father, we're asking right now that as your word comes forth, somebody might be pricked by the word and want to come and know what it takes to be saved. Lord, I pray right now that you make me your mouthpiece, your sounding board, so that whatever I say may draw people to you and never drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to our Pastor Emeritus and First Lady Emeritus, who was here with us recently. It looked very, very good, and we're so thankful for that. We're a blessed church. We're a blessed church to have them here with us. To all of you, we won't prolong the time. I know we got some things we need to do. We need to share the Lord's Supper. And while God has given us a reprieve from the bad weather, then like my mama used to say, we'll go ahead and make hay while the sun shines. Amen? Amen. Amen. John 15, starting at the ninth verse. Book of John. Last book in what's affectionately called the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 15th chapter of John, starting at verse number 9. Here's what it says. As the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even if I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Yes. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. 17 says, these things I command you, that ye love one another.
Amen.
Amen. Just for a little while, we need to speak about this every now and then. Addicted to love. Addicted. Addicted to love. John 15 is a supplement to John 14. Continues in the same vein. Chapter 14 offers comfort and assurance. But then chapter 15 focuses on togetherness and love, L-O-V-E, love. Both of these chapters quote Jesus directly. It's what he said, it's what he meant, it's what he did, it's what he does. Amen?
Amen.
Both chapters are products of grace and mercy. Amen. One does not exist without the other. Grace and mercy. You know, in comparison to 1 Corinthians 13, you know, that passage is called the love chapter. Can I get a witness? But the word love does not appear in that passage. There are instances where the word love and charity mean different things, amen? But all due respect to 1 Corinthians 13, our text today says love, and it means love. Talks about love in a lot of different ways, amen? Some folks say love, but they don't mean love. They don't give you any evidence, don't give you any action. No event you can point to that proves that they love you. Amen. Sometimes we don't even know what, like Lakeside used to say, what real love is. Can I get a witness? Somebody here is old school. Amen. You see, we've all been young before. Amen. I mean, we've heard the songs, we've talked the talk. But can you walk the walk? Now let's talk a little bit about being addicted. And I don't want to step on anybody's toes. Amen. We're all hooked on something. Can I get a witness? Amen. If it was a six-pack of root beer in the aisle right there, I might stop preaching. We all hooked on something. A few years ago, it used to be beer without the root. Amen. Now it's root beer. Amen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen. Look, you got to be mighty drunk to play a guitar with your teeth. Can I get a witness? Amen. Look, being addicted means sometimes you being controlled by a habit that is usually but not always detrimental to you. Can I get a witness? It's often deemed a bad thing, you know, to be addicted. It's usually associated, when you say addicted, it's associated with habits like drugs, alcohol. I'm gonna step out on a limb, even sex. Amen. Yeah, I said it. Amen. But there are many other kinds of addiction that may not be as bad or as criminal. Some folks addicted to food. Some addicted to exercise. Just can't get enough of that adrenaline flowing in your veins. Amen. Some folks are TV-aholics. Love some TV, binge watch. Take all weekend and catch up on Game of Thrones or whatever the name of that thing is. But whatever it is, if you want to get rid of it, or if you want to curb your addiction, usually you got to get some kind of help. Now let's talk about love and addiction. Love and addiction are related. Here's why. Because usually addictions is something that we love. Amen? And usually if you're addicted to cigarettes, that means that you love them. pack a day, two packs a day, whatever it is. You love cigarettes. Amen. If you're addicted to alcohol, amen. Amen. I don't mind getting an amen, but let's not be disruptive. Amen. Amen. If you're addicted to alcohol, that means you love alcohol.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. If you're addicted to drugs, then you love them. Can't do without them. So in order to break that addiction, you got to fall out of love with that habit. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.